talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you here this hour of the show. The only thing really on our schedule, actually it's not even really on our schedule, it's just kind of, hey, phone lines are open, anybody can call in. But I know that here in about a half an hour or so, a couple of school board candidates running for school board in School District 2 in Billings are going to call in, including the great Andrea Nemitz. Wait, I said that wrong. Andrea Nemitz. Somebody asked, hey, somebody asked, by the way, who is a good candidate to vote for in the Elder Grove school board trustee vote there? So if anybody has an answer for us, send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you've got recommendations for the Elder Grove school district elections as well. But yeah, Andrea Nemitz is going to join us at about a half an hour, along with, I think, Jen Hoffman, I think, is going to call in as well. So stand by for that. Let's sneak on a quick phone call here. We've got Tom in Billings on the phone lines. Tom, good to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Just so I can possibly put a lot of people at ease, the way this foreign aid package went through the House and it went through the Senate, okay, Speaker Johnson is got a slim margin, but so does Chuck Schumer. But we are dealing with libertarians under the Republican ticket, and they are threatening, you know, stuff like, oh, taking the speaker out, which would basically, we would lose the gavel. They want to secure the border. People got to remember, we put HR 2, it went through the House, and it died on the floor in the Senate.
That's right.
So, you know, the Republicans, we need to get a little more skin in the game. I mean, I am a constitutional conservative, but Chuck Schumer, he could fight, you know, with moderates. He could fight with Rhino Republicans. You know, Nancy Pelosi would fight like crap. But, and AOC and her people would fight against her. But in the end, they would always vote with her. It's a power struggle. And if we don't get this infighting in the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, if we don't get that done, I mean, yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, yes, they wanted us to secure the border. We passed. I should say they passed. I'm not there yet.
That's a great point. That's a great point that you just made right there. Is Republicans can sit here and attack each other and let infighting rule the day all the way up until November of 2024, or you can focus on what Tom just pointed out, which is the Republican House delivered HR 2. They delivered a border security package, and it was denied by liberal Senator John Tester, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrats. That's the bigger picture here. That's why we got to take back the Senate and the White House in November.
Democracy 24.
In a state like California, where Democrats enjoy a supermajority, those who don't agree with their policies have one option. Go directly to the voters via the initiative process, which is what the parent activist group Protect Kids California did. Their initiative would require schools to notify parents if a child requests to identify as a different gender, as well as block transgender athletes from female sports. They named the initiative the Protect Kids of California Act, but the Democrat Attorney General, Rob Bonta, changed it to the Restrict Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. He also changed the description of the initiative. The judge, a former lawyer for Democratic Governor Jerry Brown, has tentatively sided with Bonta. But if the judge agrees with the parents group instead, that would force a rewrite, triggering a new 180-day window to gather signatures. In Los Angeles, William Marginesse, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mostly sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures will range from the lower 70s in Bozeman to around 77 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies with low temperatures back in the lower to middle 40s. And then the outlook for Thursday does call for some scattered rain showers across the area, especially in the afternoon. Highs from the low 60s, around 70. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, sorry about the same song playing every single break there for our listeners out there. Apparently the production department. Anyway, let's move on here. 406-294-0970. Are they taking part in the protests at Columbia? Where the heck are they? 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's see. Oh, man, I can't believe I didn't talk about this story yet. I've got it on our Montana Talks website right now. The Democrat candidate for governor. You guys remember this Democrat candidate for governor, the gun control guy? He's a big gun control activist. He is part of the Giffords gun control group. He was part of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. Big gun control activist, right? He was paid $150 an hour by the state of California to argue in court in support of their gun control legislation. And then his running mate, it gets even worse or funnier, whichever way you want to look at it. Then his running mate is a guy by the name of Rafe Graybill. Rafe Graybill, he is a very the liberal media will remind you of this. He's a very well politically connected young man who comes from a very well connected, wealthy family in Great Falls. You got to straighten your tie when you say this, by the way. Very well connected young man. That's why he got the job as the chief lawyer for former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. So he's the lockdown lawyer. So you. And he's the running mate of the gun control guy. So the Democrat, the two favored Democrat candidates for governor and lieutenant governor, you've got gun control guy and lockdown lawyer. The lawyer for Bullock, who was shutting down churches but keeping abortion mills up and running, who is telling you to shut up and wear your masks, who is shutting down businesses, threatening businesses all over the state of Montana. Now, only if they were Montana-owned businesses, of course. If you were the big box stores, nah, you got a pass. But if you were, you know, a mom-and-pop shop here in Montana, they came and they poked you in the chest, didn't they? Well, anyway, the Republican Governors Association just released a new video targeting one of the Democrat candidates for governor in Montana. And I've got the full video on our Montana Talks website right now. You'll hear the audio. It's a little hard to hear all of the audio, but basically the guy is trashing Kalispell, Montana. He lives in Kalispell in a, you know, house that's worth more than $1 million, by the way. But luckily for him, because there's Republican county commissioners in Flathead County, his taxes hardly went up at all because the Republican county commissioners kept their taxes lower for their people. It was Democrat county commissioners that that continued to pile on property taxes on their local taxpayers. But anyway, sidebar. So he lives in Kalispell, but he's trashing Kalispell. And then he's touting AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the smartest people he's ever worked with, basically.
I'm not embarrassed about anything I'm running on. Go put it on YouTube. Put it on every single channel, Greg. I'm watching it.
We've got to find ways to make child care more expensive.
The two smartest people I've ever identified are AOC. I live in Kalispell. Some of you might have heard, not the most enlightened political place in the world.
The Democratic Governors Association believes in the
anyway, you could hear a little bit of the audio there. One of the lines he says, "We've got to make child care more expensive." Now, I will slightly defend him on that point because it could be, you know, the video could be edited. I haven't seen the full topic of his conversation. Like he might be saying, he might be might be, you know, he might have had more remarks that put that in context. Although it wouldn't surprise me if the Democrat candidate for governor was openly saying that he does want to make child care more expensive, because they're making everything else more expensive. And it certainly appears deliberate, right? It certainly appears like they're deliberately driving up the cost of everything else because they want us all dependent on government. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Democrat candidate for governor was saying that he thinks we need to make child care more expensive. But there, I would just say that there could be more to his remarks that weren't edited into that video right there. But he did say that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of the smartest people he has ever testified in front of or worked with. And he trashes Kalispell, Montana, the town that he lives in. And when I shared the video via X.com yesterday, there were folks who were saying, okay, again, like these leftists that hate America, or like these leftists that seem to despise places like Kalispell, Montana, why are you here? I mean, this Democrat candidate for governor isn't even from Montana originally. So if you hate Kalispell so much, why didn't you just leave, right? It's kind of the obvious answer. No, instead, he wants to lead the very people that he is trashing. Oh, man, painful to watch these guys struggle on camera like that. But you know, you want to talk about pain. You guys know real pain. You got pain in your knees. You got pain in your hips. You got pain in your lower back. But I get it. You're trying to avoid surgery. If you can, you want to avoid surgery. Plus, you don't want to get hooked on painkillers. So you want to dodge the drugs as well. Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics specializes in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, consolidate them down, and put them directly into those achy joints. You can call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Yeah, you can get pain relief without using a knife and without using the drugs either.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
A few weeks ago, the Biden administration finalized three rules rolling back changes made to the Endangered Species Act during the Trump administration. The ESA was a very important topic for cattle producers in Washington, D.C. last week, attending the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's legislative conference. Now, two of these rule changes include reinstating the blanket 4D rule and allowing the government to designate critical habitat designations in areas where species may or may not live. NCBA's Ethan Lane.
If we pile enough dirt on this coffee table, the case could be made under the Endangered Species Act as it was written in the Obama administration that that habitat has the potential to support a species. And because the potential is there, that's definitely critical habitat. Well, I think we can all agree sitting in this room, this coffee table should not be critical habitat for anything, right?
The third rule disregards the economic impact of ESA listing decisions. Montana Stock Growers President John Grandy said the administration has made no effort in updating the delisting of species once they are recovered as well.
They keep talking about more recovery of the wolf. Well, obviously the wolf is quite well recovered. We can't seem to get the grizzly delisted, and now we're listing the wolverine with, as near as we can tell, absolutely zero sound science behind that. They don't know how many wolverines there are. They don't know if it's more or less than there were 10 or 20 years ago.
I'm Lane Northlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
My goodness. Joe Scarborough on MSNBC is actually making some sense. He's actually standing up for these Jewish students. He's actually standing up for Israel. But boy, it's nice to see Joe Scarborough make sense again here. Joe Scarborough, he's on that morning. Do they call it Morning Joe? I know he's got the Mika next to him. Is it Morning Joe and Mika? Morning Mika with Joe, or is it just Morning Joe? Anyway, Tom Elliott, caught my eye via Twitter, via X.com. Tom S. Elliott shared this. Scott Galloway defends Israel. And this was on MSNBC. So apparently, Scott Galloway has written a book called The Algebra of Wealth. I see a DailyCaller.com story here as well. Apparently, Scott Galloway is an NYU professor. He's a professor at New York University, right there, you know, in the heart of Manhattan. And apparently, you know, he knows his numbers, right? Anyway, before I get to his response on this, let me play just a short soundbite here from Joe Scarborough setting up this interview, because Joe Scarborough is finally making sense again. He hasn't made sense like this since the late 1990s.
One of my pet peeves seems to be one of your pet peeves, and that is, you know, 2 million people have been killed in the Sudan Civil War. I haven't seen a protest at NYU for that. Assad killed 500 Arabs. I didn't see colleges burned down. 500,000 Arabs killed by Assad. Saddam Hussein killed over 1 million Muslims in wars. I gassed them. I didn't see protests there. And yet your school is shut down right now because Israel is responding to the worst attack against Jews worldwide since the Holocaust.
All right. And then, of course, that's when Professor Galloway responds. I'll get to at least one soundbite from him for you here as well. But it's interesting. He not only is Professor Galloway defending Israel. I mean, he talks about the 2,200 American servicemen killed at Pearl Harbor. We go on to kill 3.5 million Japanese, including 100,000 in one night. 2,800 Americans in 9/11. We go on to kill 400,000 people in Afghanistan and Iraq. And yet, and this is the point he's making, and yet Israel suffers the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. And it wasn't just Jews and Israelis that were slaughtered, that were among the 1,400, by the way. And then he puts the numbers in perspective, because apparently, you know, this is a guy he's an NYU professor who wrote a book called The Algebra of Wealth. He uses a Texas analogy and a Texas college analogy because he's a college professor. Listen to this.
If Mexico had elected a jihadist cartel to run their country and then they incurred into Texas and on a per capita basis killed 35,000 people of the population of the University of Texas, and on the way back took the freshman class at SMU hostage and hid them under tunnels, what would we do? It'd be the Great Sonora Radioactive Parking Lot.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, full video, go to x.com/Aaron Flint. You can see that tweet from Tom Elliott. I believe I shared it. If I didn't share it, I need to go back and share it. But I've got that one in front of me here. Now, you think about it from another standpoint. The visual of he, what if you had an entire freshman class from a college campus in Texas currently being detained and currently being held hostage right now after 1,400 people were slaughtered, or more actually? What would the response be from the American people? Now, obviously, that's you know, a much more easy visual, but from another perspective, isn't Mexico basically already doing that very thing? I mean, the Mexican drug cartels are operating with no real roadblocks, hardly whatsoever, on our southern border right now. Do you think the Mexican government right now is stopping them? The Mexican government certainly isn't stopping the illegal aliens that are traveling across their country and then running right into America. In fact, the president of Mexico is sending hostage negotiation style demands to the president of the United States of America. This wouldn't be happening under Donald J. Trump. And yet they're already sending these hostage negotiations. Well, we'll help you with your little migrant problem, but first, you have to do this for the socialist dictator in Venezuela, and then you have to do this for the socialist dictator in Cuba, and then you have to give $20 billion to all these other countries south of the border, down Mexico way. We're already getting hostage negotiations, and Americans are already being killed by the fentanyl and by the meth. So Americans are being slaughtered because of what's taking place south of the border and what is freely flowing across our own southern border right now. 406-294-0970, the number for you, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. We got a few minutes here to take your phone calls, and then I think a couple of school board candidates are going to call in around 7:40 here, so stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says he'll sign a foreign security aid bill into law today.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed that foreign aid bill. The final vote, 79-18. Here's what's in it. $26 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in D.C. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning in a case about Idaho's near-total abortion ban. The Biden administration says it's in conflict with federal law mandating emergency medical treatment, including abortions. British army horses break loose and gallop through traffic in central London.
Cars have been seen dented with windows smashed, and at least four injuries have been reported at three different locations. The horses have now all been recovered. They, along with the humans involved, are receiving medical attention.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. America's listening to Fox News.
I had a good question that came in on our Montana Talks app here. This came in from Carol. And by the way, Carol, it was great to meet you and your husband over the weekend. I think where did I run into you? Was it at Top Sandwich Company on Shiloh Road last Friday, or was it on the rocks on Saturday night? It was such a busy few days. I think it was out at Tops, I think it must have been. But anyway, Carol, great to meet you and your husband and see you out there. But here's the question from Carol. Hi, Aaron. What can Montanans do to save Signal Peak? Why can't we figure out how to outsmart radical environmentalists who want to impoverish us by keeping us from using our natural resources? Where is the Republican Party that we keep voting for? Carol, great question. What can we do to save Signal Peak? Look, again, at the risk of sounding like a broken record here, first off, the Republican Party that we keep voting for did not control the White House and did not control the Senate seats in Montana. Who is the judge that ruled against the Signal Peak coal mine, threatening 260 jobs, threatening hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue? Who is the judge? Don Malloy. Who put Don Malloy on the bench? Max Baucus and Bill Clinton, former Democrat Senator Max Baucus. John Tester has put other liberal federal judges just like Don Malloy on the federal bench. Our federal courts in Montana, these federal judges are a joke. They are partisan leftists. They are in the back pocket of the communist Chinese and these radical environmental groups. Judge Don Malloy is the same guy who halted the ban on TikTok. He's also the same guy who has basically, put the timber industry to a halt in Montana as well. You want to save Signal Peak? You get rid of John Tester this November, and then we get new federal judges on the bench, and we get Trump back in the White House, because the Biden administration right now is dragging their feet. Two things that Evelyn Pyburn reported earlier this week. She quoted the CEO of Signal Peak, the coal mine between Billings and Roundup, just south of Roundup. The Signal Peak CEO says that the mine is now in jeopardy because Judge Malloy in Missoula ruled against their expansion, and now Joe Biden's administration is dragging their feet on getting the necessary approvals through. So they are trying to issue a denial by delay. And look, it really is that simple. You've got a federal judge and you've got the Biden administration. John Tester is the reason we have these radical environmental leftist judges on the federal bench. And I've been told, I hope this is accurate, I've been told that a number of these liberal federal judges and magistrates here in Montana are pretty far up there in years. Now, they've got lifetime appointments, right? Judge Don Malloy has been sitting there since the 1990s. If we are finally going to get federal judge vacancies, we need Republican senators and a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican president to finally get rid of these liberal judges.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Many cities and states around the country are in financial trouble, even if their published budgets don't show it. That's because, unlike the private sector, future liabilities incurred by governments to pay things like health and pension benefits to retirees aren't required to be disclosed in the same way that they would be for private companies. As is well known, shortfalls in funding for public pension systems are depressing the common. It's usually thought that some kind of tax increase earmarked to bailing out pensions is in our future. But there's another way to think about this. States like Illinois that have serious pension shortfalls could take another approach, and that is the sale of state assets. Every government owns things of value, buildings, land, roads, and even intellectual property. Some of those things, such as land or buildings in prime real estate locations, have risen considerably in value. On net, the deterioration of the budget balance due to worsening pension obligations might be offset by the appreciation of public assets. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Hey, here we go again. Hundreds of high-wage jobs are threatened at the Signal Peak coal mine between Billings and Roundup. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for Yellowstone and Musselshell counties. Now you got a liberal judge ruling against the mine and the Biden administration dragging their feet. I think we all know what's happening here. November can't come fast enough. I've got the full story and the details. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got a few messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Let's see. This is from Jeff and Victor. What is the penalty for terrorism in America? All these, quote, protesters should be rounded up and prosecuted like the January 6th Patriots. That was from Jeff and Victor. Evan and Belt, what the heck is wrong with these college kids these days? With all these anti-Israel and anti-American protests. About the only thing I remember is some students protesting that there wasn't enough beer down at Uncle Joe's. Oh, for simpler times. Let's see. And then this one from John in Bozeman. Good morning, Aaron. The person running for governor that was trashing the flathead and saying how smart AOC is, it reminds me of John Tester commenting how great and sharp and what a great job that corrupt Joe Biden is doing as president. Great point there by John. Great point. You know, when you've got the Democrat candidate for governor praising AOC and trashing Kalispell, Montana, it's so reminiscent of John Tester praising what a good job Joe Biden has been doing, according to John Tester. Yeah, completely out of touch. Let's see. And then we got a couple of school board style messages that have come in. There's school board elections going on across the state right now. Let's see. Bruce in Ennis, when it comes to the Ennis school board trustees, he's backing Kyle Stone and Dino Finelli for Ennis school board trustees. Bruce, thanks for that message. Virgil in Billings says this: I'm voting against the School District 2 safety levy. Last year, School District 2 raised their taxes on me by 13.3%. The two levies will add 6.9% to that. Within those increases, high school elementary transportation increased 42.9% and 38.2% respectively. 85% of students at Medicine Crow Middle School are not proficient in math. It's an example of why I pulled my kids from School District 2 10 years ago. Maybe School District 2 should let go of some of these administrators at the Lincoln Center responsible for bad test scores before fleecing taxpayers. That came in from Virgil in Billings. But I know a lot of people are wondering, hey, who to vote for some of these school board elections? I'll tell you one I can highly vouch for and recommend is Andrea Nimitz. She is up for re-election already because she filled a seat that only had a little bit of time left on it. Andrea Nimitz, now on the phone lines with us here. Andrea, thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Aaron. I'm happy to be on here this morning with you. Thanks for taking our call.
Yeah, I was surprised that you're already up for re-election, but then I realized, yeah, you were filling a seat that only had a little bit of time left on it. So did I hear right? Your opponent was in support of mandatory masks for schools, so much so that she basically led a downtown vehicle parade supporting masks in schools. Anybody who would cling to those mask mandates should just be immediately ruled out for consideration, if you ask me.
Yeah, that is true. She's been a champion of those efforts, and honestly, that was one of the reasons that I started attending school board meetings a few years ago, was just to, you know, get in touch with our school board members and try to have them hear us during the COVID years. And a lot of parents felt like that wasn't happening. And so a lot of us started attending school board meetings, and here we are.
Now, apparently, did I hear right that your opponent opened up the naked yoga class, which, hey, for adults out there, I mean, you do your thing, you do you,
right.
but here's where I have a problem. They want to force, like, pornographic and violent materials on the school library bookshelves, and I know that's something you've been standing up and speaking out against.
Yeah, our school board meeting in January went till almost midnight with public comment, and I completely support public comment. I'm thankful for it myself as a parent, but she definitely has been a champion of keeping those sexually explicit books in our school libraries.
Yeah, your opponent also ran as a Democrat for the State House of Representatives, fell short in that race. But yeah, Andrea Nemitz, people are asking, well, yeah, hey, who do we vote for these various school board elections? And you're definitely one of the newer common sense folks on that school board. We need more of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What's your message to voters out there?
Well, my message to voters is that there are good things happening in our district. I feel like there's a lot better communication with parents happening through emails and Parent Square, which is a new communication system that Dr. Garcia has implemented. Dr. Garcia and his team are addressing the proficiency in reading and math by strengthening PLCs. They're doing a lot of teacher coaching and instructional coaching, especially at the middle school level, and trying to really maximize the instructional time in the classroom. So I'm really excited. I'm also really excited about Project Engage, which is assisting students who have dropped out to refocus on their education and get back into school. And as you know, the board is also now a charter school board. And so we will have three new charter schools that will provide new college and career pathways for kids as well.
Well, I know a lot of us are, you know, don't like the fact that one of the charter schools is going to support, you know, these so-called refugees that are being dumped in our communities. But we also understand that, look, our schools are going to be forced to deal with these, with the dumping of these so-called refugees in our communities anyway. So they've got to figure out a way to how to deal with it. So while we don't like that it's happening, I think folks understand why as well.
Yeah, I mean, the school, we're there to serve all students that come to us, and there are students who don't speak English, even if they're not refugees. So, you know, that's one of the things that Dr. Garcia visited with us. We had a safety levy presentation down at the library last night, and he did address that. So, yeah, we do need to serve those students as well.
All right. And then we've got Jennifer Hoffman on the phone lines as well, who is on the ballot for school board in another seat. What would you why would you tell our listeners or what would you tell them about Jennifer Hoffman?
Oh, Jen is our vice chair on the board. I've had a chance to work with her this last year, and I've really enjoyed getting to know her. She does. She has great values, and I think she deserves another term, another seat.
All right. Well, let's turn to Jennifer now. And Andrea, thanks for calling in. Jen Hoffman, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. I appreciate it.
What's your message to voters out there when it comes to these school board elections?
So my message is there are so many great things happening within our school district. And I am running for the High School District A, which is an at-large district that includes our outlying schools, our county schools, and the academy out on the far west end. My message is we have so many really great things, a lot not to repeat everything Andrea said, we have the Project Engage. We had 275 students drop out of high school last year. We're trying to get as many of them as we can back into our school system so that they can earn their high school diploma. We've got our early college high school, charter school, and our charter schools are public charter schools. They're not private schools, and they are run and administered by our school board. Where those students that are attending the early college high school will be able to receive not only their high school diploma, but they can receive their associate's degree as well. So they'll have 2 years less of schooling, or they can just go on and not continue their four-year college degree. So there are just so many great things happening within our district that I want to continue being a part of.
What, you know, it seems like the biggest concern that our listeners and folks in the Billings area have in particular is just this radical woke left-wing agenda that constantly is being shoved down the throats of kids these days. Talk about your efforts to try to stand up to that.
That is a really great question. My efforts to stand up against that, a lot of it with the book issue, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't have parents parenting anymore. We have to rely on our teachers within our school district having to not only teach and educate these kids, but also having to be a safe place for them and having to develop relationships that those kids aren't getting at home. It's a very slippery slope. We are no longer the educational system that I grew up in or that you grew up in. I'm a graduate of Skyview of 1996, and it was a completely different time then. We have so many different challenges that we're having to learn how to face. I had a conversation yesterday. Who's supposed to be in charge of the mental health aspect of these kids? Is it the school system? Is it the parents? Good question.
Jen Hoffman, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here, and then if you can, stand by. I'll come back to you after the break since we got a little short on time here. All right, stand by. Back with Montana Talks right after this.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation. Fox News commentary.
A Democrat congressional candidate from New York tweeted, "Die, MAGA, die," proving once again the Democrat Party is dedicated to finding new lows. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. This week, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
It's no secret Democrats look down their noses at Trump supporters, but when does political disagreement become an actual threat? Well, let's ask New York Democratic congressional candidate Nate McMurray, who, while celebrating the House passage of Ukraine aid, decided to also tweet, quote, "Die, MAGA, die," posting it for the world to see. McMurray is running to represent New York's 26th congressional district, which encompasses parts of Erie and Niagara counties. While I understand New York is a blue state ruled almost entirely by Democrats, maybe, just maybe, cheering for the death of Trump supporters is a bridge too far, even for Democrats. I would hope so. This anti-MAGA rhetoric also comes from the same people in the same party that incessantly squawks about January 6th and the need to return to dignity and respect in politics. Ha! I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Spring is here, and forget about doing a deep cleaning on your home. The start of spring is an even better time to get your finances in order, which can help you save money and get you closer to both your short and long-term financial goals. You can begin by giving your budget an overhaul by taking a realistic and detailed look at your spending patterns and identifying areas where you can slash expenses and tackle your debt and pay off some of what you owe on your credit cards. In addition, take stock and see if you have accumulated credit card rewards points that have gone unused. If you were hit with a big bill this tax season or received a paltry refund, it may be a good time to determine determine if you withheld too much or too little. And if you're a shopper who can't resist a sale and you're likely to overspend in stores or online, unsubscribe to your favorite store newsletters and avoid malls where you may be tempted to drop lots of cash. Saving you money.
Canon will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go back to Jennifer Hoffman, who is running for re-election on the Billings School District 2 School Board. Jen, thanks for sticking around. Yeah, I pulled up just a quick article here from Lillian Palmer back on April 11th. Two Billings School District trustees contested on May ballot. And I think it's safe for me to say that when our friend Brooke Wagner says she recommends Andrea Nimitz and Jennifer Hoffman, I'll take Brooke Wagner's recommendations. Brooke and Bo Wagner are just such great folks. So if she's recommending folks to vote for you, I don't know what other endorsement you need out there.
Well, I appreciate that. Brooke's great.
But I was reading these kind of candidate profiles here, and it looks like your opponent is basic when asked about these, you know, books like Assassination Classroom and some of the books that are more sexual in nature that are being placed on these school bookshelves. She is defending what is going on in the system right now. So it sounds like she is all in on this radical woke left wing agenda based even just off of that one response.
Yes. It appears as though she is. I am not. There are a lot of things, a slippery slope. I know House Bill 234 gives school districts and school boards the right to remove books as they see fit. I know it has become a slippery slope. We don't want to remove classics in our school libraries. We want those to be available. But the graphic content with pictures, not just words that don't leave anything to the imagination, is a completely different subject for me.
That's right. All right. And then do you have a website or a Facebook page or anything if people want to, you know, learn more about you or reach out to you?
Sure. I have a Facebook page. It's just my name, Jennifer Hoffman, High School District A.
All right.
It has my picture on there. I've got a short bio on there as well for people to read and understand. And people can reach out to me anytime they want using either my School District 2 email or through Facebook Messenger.
All right.
I'm always happy to answer any questions.
And I know Andrea Nimitz has a Facebook page as well. Well, Jen Hoffman, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it.
All right. And by the way, if either of the opponents wanted to call, they're welcome to call into the show as well. We'd love to ask them some questions as well. 406-294-0970 is the number. We'll have the phone lines open coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show and the 9 o'clock hour of the program as well. Let's see. I know it's been a little bit of a wait. Is Paul? Paul, are you still on the phone lines? Are you there?
I am on the line.
Yeah, what's going on, Paul?
Well, we're sitting out here. I just got past the construction just outside of between Four Corners and Gallatin Gate because our commissioners in Gallatin County have, for the second year in a row, decided to waste by the millions of dollars taxpayers' time. We have to deal with the damn federal government inflation, higher gas prices, higher ridiculous truck prices, housing costs through the roof, and now they want us to sit, and you can tell I'm angry. They want us to sit in traffic. It was exactly half an hour for me to get from Four Corners to Gallatin Gateway. Or not to Gallatin, yeah, Four Corners to Gallatin Gateway. Half an hour. It's a 6-minute trip. They need to open the road from 6 till 8:10 and then 4 till 6 in the evening. 2 lanes, 30 miles an hour. I don't care how they get it done, they gotta get it done. These guys are stupid. As far as I can tell,
figure out a way to speed it up then. Yeah, figure out a way to speed it up then. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Paul. Glad we could sneak you on there. Fullerton County Commissioners there How are your property taxes, Paul? Did you know that they voted to give themselves a pay raise again? That's got to... Okay, Paul's like, I was already mad. Then you got to throw that one into the mix. All right. We'll get your Fox News update in here at the top of the hour. Phone lines are open for the next 2 hours. Man, it is an absolute circus, a clown show that is taking place in this country right now. But this is no normal circus. This is no normal clown show. Did you guys hear about Paranormal Cirque? The Paranormal Circus in Billings last weekend. Boy, doesn't our country seem like a paranormal circus right now? Open borders, criminals put back out on the streets, the lawlessness, crazy. Paranormal, practically. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.